Thank you for holding. Is this Braden?
Yeah, this is Braden.
Hey, Braden. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a pretty busy morning. I'm not going to lie. I came in here and these guys are asking me to do 100 things and I haven't had my coffee yet. So.
Oh, that's no good on a Friday.
Yeah. Well, at least it's Friday. Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Yeah, it's we're in Southern California. We're right next to Google. If you look up our company, Local Splash, it's 7:15 a.m. here. Pretty early.
Yeah.
Started, yeah. But I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Looks like you were our second call of the day into this area for this this listing. But she asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
So, what even, I mean, I kind of got it, but it's just you guys just put like an ad out on Google or what?
Yeah, you sound like a young guy. I feel like you'll be able to get this pretty quickly. So, I mean, I don't know if you have a, smartphone, if you just type in like power washing or pressure washing, those would be your two main keywords, at least for the industry that we're looking for. If you scroll down the page, there's a little map there. And you'll see these three top recommended guys. They're the only ones listed independently. The first guys that'll pop up will be like Angie's List, Yelp, Bird Eye, like, you know, the first guys listed independently. It's like Jensen Soft Washing and Premier Power Wash. See those guys there?
Just wait. My location doesn't work on my phone for some reason, so.
Well, you don't necessarily have to be in a certain area. You could just type in power washing, or you could put Sumner in there if you want to be more specific.
Premier Washing, Cedar Falls, Waterloo.
Right.
Angie's List.
Yeah, so Angie's List and Home Advisor are actually the same company. Those guys are crooks. They basically put themselves on Google to get leads, and then when they get a lead, they'll sell it to like five guys on that list. They charge you the lead fee, you know, whether you get the job or not. I'm not a fan of that one.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about doing here is listing you independently right under that map there. It's called a Google Places placement. And we can only put you up there if there's a spot open in your industry and in your area. So the reason we were reaching out to you this morning is because Google put you on our qualified candidates list for the opening. And my reps like Tara that you were talking to, we're just going down this list right now. We're just looking for one company off our qualified candidates to fill it. Once we fill it, we're closing out the category, so we won't be working with anybody else in this power washing, pressure washing category. Okay. But
all right.
You're not limited to just those keywords, right? I mean, if you do like window cleaning, that's very common. A lot of guys do like do deck cleaning, roof cleaning, things like that, gutter cleaning. You know, those are all
services. Yeah, we also offer junk removal too, so.
Junk. Okay, yeah. So we'll list you for about 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. It just has to actually be a service that you provide. That's what Google says. So, do you do any hauling? You do hauling as well, right? If you're in the junk removal category.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, got a dump trailer. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you
do have
gutters and stuff, and then power washing.
Okay. Yeah. So it sounds like you would be a good fit. And Google usually does a good job of finding these guys anyways. I wasn't really too worried about that. But we want to get as many opportunities to you as possible each month because it's a month-to-month service. So we would want to list you for as many as we can. They do allow us to do up to 15. There's a system called Google Analytics. I don't know if you ever heard of that before. It's actually free to the public. Yeah, and so we can use that information to kind of manipulate the system, I guess, put you in the best position to get as many calls as possible. So, you know, you can go in there and see which keywords in your industry are being searched the most. That way we don't have to guess. But Tara wanted me to jump on mainly because of the pricing structures. So when we look at some of these guys that are up there now, like Premier Power Wash, for example, they've been doing it for a couple of years, but they're on what's called a platinum package month to month. And a platinum package usually has other things in it. So it has like Bing first page placement as well, since they pull from Google's top three for their top five. They also have Facebook ads. So they have like a Facebook business profile and they run Facebook ads through it. And then there's like Yelp, which you see on that first page. Yelp is up there. So you'll find Premier in there. Yellow Pages, they have Amazon Alexa voice search results, and they have their own custom website design. And I noticed you already have a website. So obviously... go ahead.
Yeah, my buddy did that.
Okay. Do you like it?
He was trying to change it the other day, so we might take it down and put a new one up.
Okay. Well, the package that I'm offering you normally includes the site at no extra charge. It's just like an added feature. And I'm looking at the site right now, and it seems pretty simple. So we can have a professionally built site for you. You already own that domain, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here. Could still use this same domain. Who did you get the domain from?
What do you mean by domain?
Like the brpowerwashing.com, like the actual www. That's like the domain name for the site.
I mean, I'd have to assume so. I don't know. My buddy made it. He was thinking around with that stuff, and he made the website and everything. I don't remember where. I think he made it off of Google or something, but...
Okay, let me see. I think it's a... Oh, yeah, it is. Okay, it's a Google site. Okay, yeah, so we could use this domain. You don't have to get a new domain or anything like that, so I can waive the setup that we usually charge if we have to buy the domain. That's the only thing we charge for the site. We do all the graphic design and content for you in this Platinum bundle. And then there's a tracking system, an app that you can use, and it'll actually track all the leads from all the platforms. So Premier is on a Platinum bundle for $4.99. I can apply a new and business credit to you guys, to your guys' listing, though, that'll actually reduce the rate by 50%. So if you were to come on board with us today, I'll be able to get you all the contents in that Platinum package bundle, but for $249 out the door, and then I would also be able to lock you in at that discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So it'd be $249 on a month-to-month basis.
What's your guarantee on that, though? Because Premier's, you know, I'm looking at their website. They're definitely a lot bigger than us. Like I said, we're just starting up and stuff. So I'm just curious on what your guarantee or like.
And they're only a lot bigger because they've been doing this for a longer time, you know. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're better. They've just been advertising for a long time, had a professional site built. So to you, it looks real professional, but who knows who's actually popping up at these doors out there. But as far as like guarantees, as a Google partner, they don't want us to guarantee you a certain amount of customers or anything like that, you know. We just put you up there. Things I can say are like based on analytics stats that are open to the general public, like power washing and pressure washing. Those two keywords generated over 3,500 searches, and that's within a 50-mile radius of you in the last 30 days. So I'm not saying we're going to get you 3,500 power washing or pressure washing jobs, you know. Google doesn't want us to do that. We just put you up there, and then, you know, what I can say also, too, is that 90% of the time when people do a search on Google, they do pick from the first page. So we're putting you where a majority of people are going to look, and they have the ability to contact you directly without you getting charged a lead fee, a click fee, or a call fee for every single one of them. You know, so, but I know anybody that guarantees you that you're going to get jobs from it, that's not the actual homeowner that's going to sign the check, is lying to you. So don't fall for that stuff.
Just numbers.
Yeah.
The numbers are what you need to know. You can't guarantee anything. It's just about how many can you send my way and that kind of thing.
But there's really no better time. If you were to try something like this, it is month to month, like I said, fully cancelable. I'm offering you half price to get everything started for you. And the next 3 months are the most profitable time of the year. So there's really no more ideal situation for you guys, Braden.
Can I just call my buddy quick and see if he answers, and can I call you back?
It would be better if you put me on hold so that way they don't send me another call in the meantime.
Okay.
If that's possible.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yep, I'm still with you.
All right, yeah, I called my buddy, and we'll try it.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, I'm confident that if you guys can do anything with some of the platforms that I just found online while you put me on hold, you'll do great with this service. So I'm going to create
pretty much you charge a monthly fee of $250, and that'll be locked in for how long?
$249 month to month. That's locked in for as long as you're with us. So that's not going to go up or change ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to send you everything in writing. There's also a form I'm going to have you fill out called a Google verification form. I'm going to send that to you too.
Okay. And then you said there's only one spot open, so you guys won't be calling anybody else today pretty much, or what?
Exactly, yeah. So once they get the notification that I filled this position, they're going to close out the category, so they won't be reaching out to any of the other guys on the list.
All right, yeah, that's what kind of got us is the price and the listing.
Yeah, there's only so many spots on the first page, and that's actually what makes it so profitable for the guys that are up there. It's because there's not like 100 different options for them, and then they can call you directly without the extra lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. You know, so you know exactly what you're spending in order to get a consistent exposure on the business.
All right, yeah, we'll go ahead and try it.
All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. You'll keep this Google business profile even if you leave the first page placement with us one day. This is like what holds all your reviews and everything. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay, and then they're going to send you this postcard in the mail. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there. What's the street address that I could send that to?
Just where I live at the moment, 408 North Guilford Street. It's G-U-I-L-F-O-R-D.
Okay, I found it here in Sumner. 50674?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'll hide the address since you're saying it's your residence, but when that card comes in, there's a little five-digit number on the back that I'll need from you.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll just give you a call when that comes in?
Exactly, yep. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension right now, so that way you have it. And then we also have 24/7 customer service at the same number. You just hit extension 1. So either way will work.
Okay.
You could even text it in to us.
All right.
Okay. Here that comes. And then what's your business email address?
Oh, I've been meaning to make one of those. Just put mine in. Could I ever change that?
Yeah, just call in.
I gotta make one.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Just call in and we can swap it.
Just do braydenlabs@gmail.com.
You spell your first name B-R-A-Y-D-E-N?
Yes, and then it's L-A-A-B-S.
Okay, got it. That's your last name?
Yeah.
Okay, and then it's at what?
gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, this will work. It's not like we're going to post this email anywhere unless you want like a contact us profile on the website design that we're going to do for you.
I'll do that once I get it made. I keep forgetting to do it.
It's okay. It's usually an easy fix. I mean, you sound like a young guy. Yeah. Hopping on creating a Gmail will take you like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's not bad. I've just been pretty busy lately.
Good problem to have.
Yeah.
All right. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
8 to 7.
8 to 7.
And then you can do, I do hog runs the weekend, so I pretty much wash every day, but I don't know that families would like me washing on a Sunday, so I do Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
For the days.
You could do Sunday, like, instead of putting clothes, you could put, like, by appointment only. So that way if they want to call you, they can call you, but it's up to you on if you're going to go out there.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah. You can hash it out. I like doing that, too, especially on a new account, so that way we're not missing any opportunities.
And then, so this will be BR Pressure Washington Home Services?
Correct.
That was one question my buddy added. My ask though is like, so you know, we just got to dump your stuff, and we may want to kind of dink around with that a bit more. Will that be kind of listed too, or what?
The business name?
No, like the services we offer, pressure washing, you know, gutter cleaning, and junk removal.
Yeah. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna create the account and secure this position with you and take it off the board, and then I'm also gonna schedule right. Actually, we can do that right now because I already finished creating the account. But in your client interview, they'll go over like your keywords. Like that's where you get to pick your keywords and services that you're going to be listed for. Like I said, we give you 15 of them. They'll also go over like the service area that you're targeting. And then we want to pick your brain on how you want the website to look. Also, we'll need access to that website or that domain from your partner there.
I was trying to do it the other day. Do you need his Google account or how do you do that? Because I was trying to dink with it. And it
it's just a username and password.
Okay, I'll try to get that for him while we're talking.
Okay. Yeah, and I just confirmed. So it's just going to be a username and password if it's a Google site. But they'll show him how to do that during the client interview. So a more important thing would be, you know, what would be the best time for the client interview? It usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case there's extra questions or things like that that we have to go over.
Well, I have to weed eat for my buddy here. He does lawn care, and he just doesn't want to do a couple things. But I do it for him. When you ask. But my buddy and I actually have to go quote somebody in Cedar Falls around 11, so I could call you then if that works.
11. You want to go, like, what happens is, like, I'll schedule it, and then they'll call you and walk you through it. So I do have, like, 11 to 12 Central, and I have 12 to 1 available. Which one will work best for you?
If I can get going with my weed eating, 11 to 12 would work the best.
Okay, I'm going to set it for 11 to 12 because it looks like they have opening for like 12 to 1 if we need it. But I'm going to set it for 11 to 12, and then if that doesn't work for you or maybe that job's going over, just shoot me a text back and let me know, and then I can move it back if we need to. But I definitely want to get it all done going into the weekend because they can work on the site and all the content and stuff over the weekend even when we're not in office.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this call, so I already had my morning planned to do a job for my buddy.
Oh, no worries.
And you guys
it's always like that, honestly. I mean, Google just kind of tells us, like, hey, you know, this is this is what's open, and here's the guys that qualify, and so we never really have a chance to really get to know who we're about to talk to, you know? It's just kind of like, okay, they pre-screen these guys. And maybe so that's tough. But I get it. We're always catching people off guard. All right. So I got the client interview scheduled. I sent a calendar invitation to you. If you see things come across as Jazwan, that's also me. So my full first name is Jazwan, and then my middle name is John. Everybody usually calls me John, but I know, like, my work emails and stuff, they have, like, my legal name on it. So just for future reference, if you see, like, Jazwan John or Jazwan Hill or John Hill, it's all the same guy. That's me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. This one says Jazwan Hill.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to mention it to you so you don't get thrown off. So that's the calendar invitation there for that client interview. Okay. And then I dashed the client interview department. So one of those reps will reach out to you, introduce themselves, and then walk you through that.
All right, sounds good.
All right, and then I just got
to... anything else you need at this moment?
Yeah, I just got to secure your first month's payment and walk you through a brief voice verification recording. Take about 60 seconds, and then you're good to go.
Okay.
All right. How did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $249?
We'll do all my cards.
Okay. Now, Brady,
numbers.
Hold on 1 second. Does this have the business name on it as well?
No, we don't. We're not that big yet with the business card. It's in the works, but at this moment in time, we decided we're going to hold off on just a little bit.
Okay. I'd recommend at some point getting it, though. It just makes it easier for you guys to keep track of all your write-offs when you do your taxes at the end of the year. And then, is it the billing address the same as the street address I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
5440.
5440.
4712.
4712.
and this, I always mess up these numbers. I don't have it on me because I didn't plan on having my wallet on me.
Oh, okay.
6874.
6874.
And then 8548.
8548. And then the expiration date, month and year?
0125.
0125. And then 3-digit code on the back.
512.
512. All right, I'll try to process it like this.
If it doesn't work, that 6874 would be flipped.
What do you mean by that? Like 4768?
Like it's
the other way, or
yeah? Sorry, it'd be 7468, but I'm pretty sure it's 6874.
Okay. Well, I put these into our system, and it's VeriSign. So it codes it all out. So I'll have to go over the whole thing with you again if it does decline, because it basically makes it so that I can't even see the numbers anymore once I punch it in.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But let me just try to process it like this at the 249. Usually I'll read the voice verification first, but since we're not sure, I'm just going to go ahead and try to process it and see if this works first.
All right.
All right. Give me 1 second. Oh, actually, it's telling me, please confirm that you've read the voice verification. Okay, so I'm going to read the voice verification. I'll walk you through it real quick. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, so it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
BR Pressure Washing and Home Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Brighton Labs. I don't know. Owner.
There you go. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Brayden, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yeah.
We know all the stuff you already have. We're partnered with Google. So any of the stuff that you already have, if you want to keep using, that's totally fine. But they kind of put this in there so that, like, after today, if you're going to add something, we want you to give us a heads up so we can make sure you're not, like, paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of your online listings.
All right.
Okay. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is June 21st, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost. We're going to build that on your domain. And then I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with the campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 21st day, but it's going to remain in that discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you can discontinue or cancel. Oh, sorry. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, let us know before the next billing's due so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So let me go. Oh, yeah. So you were right. It came back as invalid account number when I tried to process the payment.
Okay.
It, like, declined it right away. Let me go back to billing here. You didn't get any, like, notification from the bank?
No, I normally don't. I just kind of look at it to make sure nobody stole my stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, if we could try to repeat the card number back to me, I'll try to repunch it in here. Try again.
Okay. Just wait. it should be, I don't know, I hate doing this, I forget it. I always mess up the third, you know, four digits. It's 5440.
Okay.
4712.
Okay.
7468.
Okay.
8548.
8548. Okay. Let me update. All right, let's try this one. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I didn't. I feel bad because normally I don't.
Oh, yeah. Do you feel confident with
having this call?
It's okay. Do you feel confident with the expiration date and the three-digit code you gave me earlier?
Yeah, I know that. I know it's 0125.
Okay. All right. Let me try this again. It's spinning this time. It's not just like declining it right away. So it looks like this. We might have it here.
Okay.
If this clears, you're gonna start getting some text messages with everything in writing. So you'll get an outline of the agreement. Oh yeah, it cleared. All right, hang on. So sit tight with me for just a second. I want to make sure you get everything in writing here.
All right.
Okay. And then we'll be good to go until the client interview. But they're gonna send you it's like a paragraph and it has a link in there. It'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing. It's also being sent to your email. They're going to send you a form for Google verification. It's the same thing. It's like it's going to come across in the text as like another paragraph with a link in the middle of it. And that one will say url.localsplash/Google. So you're going to want to fill that out. And then the last one's going to be another paragraph, but it'll have your username and password and the link for the account dashboard and tracking system. So you guys can keep track all the leads and everything we're bringing in for you. Okay. Looks like you got the subscription terms there. That's the one you'll need to sign off on that when you get a chance here.
I think I just did it, and now it's asking for a username and password.
Ooh, you're fast. I like that, though. That's the benefit of working with a young business owner.
Yeah.
That was quick. Some of these old guys, they take like 2-3 days just to get back to me. I'm like, you just got to sign this thing and then send in some paperwork on the form. The form is super easy to fill out. It just asks you like take pictures of certain things if you have them. They'll ask for like license, insurance, and stuff like that, only if it's required for your industry. Okay, here comes. So the username and password looks like it was just sent to you. So that's coming through. It looks like the username's your phone number and the password is bmoney. And then you could change it to whatever you like once you log into there. And then it looks like the Google verification form was also sent through as well. About 30 seconds ago, so it might take a second to get through to you.
Okay, it says working on my account. Check back in 2 to 3 days.
Okay. What was that for the
one thing?
The login? That's
for the text thing. Yeah.
Okay. So.
So now you could have to go to my Gmail too.
Your Gmail? Oh, that's just to log in for the Google verification form. You clicked on the Google verification link? Yeah. They want to make sure you're logged into your Gmail, so that way when you send it in, we know it's yours, you know. Obviously, you have to type in your name, your Gmail, everything at the top of the form right when you get into it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. But you only got to fill that out one time for as long as you own your business. Once you're Google verified, you're Google verified. You know, you get this little badge and a check mark on your list that it lets the customers know, like, this is a Google verified contractor. It's not some fly-by-night company. You can hire these guys. It just adds a lot of credibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. And that's it. So you have those three things. You're good to go. Work on that. Obviously, I want to officially welcome you aboard first and foremost. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number, and we have 24/7 customer service. So do not hesitate to call. We'll basically walk you through it and make sure it's all working for you. We're not going to get paid next month if you don't get paid this month. So we kind of hold your hand and make sure it all gets set up. And then once you got the hang of it, we'll kind of back off and let you do your thing. But I'll let you get back to work. I know you guys got some stuff to do right now, but we have that client interview scheduled in about 1 hour and 15 minutes between 11 and 12. And we'll follow up with you at that time, and my rep will walk you through the client interview.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Brady. You have a great day. No worries. You too.
Bye.
All right, bye.